and gentlemen, let's go.
Travel, life, and fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
You're listening to the Life Adventurous Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Life Adventurous Podcast, the place to be if you're an entrepreneur who really wants to embrace a freedom lifestyle, live a life filled with fun and adventure, and of course, really step into your authentic self, your authentic gifts. And I mean, I'm just saying, you might be into spirituality and unicorns and mermaids and all that stuff. I don't know. I'm just saying, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's episode, I am really excited for because it is something that has absolutely changed my life and pushed my life and pointed my life in a really powerful direction and many other people who I've worked with for this, and that is the Akashic Records. Now, if you've been following along with the Life Adventures podcast, over the past few episodes, you've heard me talk about this. And if this is your first episode, welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad that you found it and that you want to learn a little bit more about Akashic Records and soul growth and what it means. I'm going to really be talking about a lot of different things here. We're going to cover a lot in this episode. We're going to chat a little bit about what are the Akashic Records. I'm going to share something special with you with that. I am going to briefly talk about how I got involved with the records. I'm going to talk about some of the benefits, what some of the really amazing experiences have been like that I have had and witnessed with people who have received readings from the Akashic Records with me that I've worked with. I'm going to talk a little bit about what to expect in a reading, how to get the most out of a reading, and whatever else comes up. So, first things first, what is the Akashic Records? And let me tell you this, that I have done, I think like over 55 readings as of this recording. And this is the first question that I ask every single person, regardless of who they are, meaning if they are already an intuitive or do some types of intuitive work or channeling or whatever, I always ask because I never want to assume somebody knows what it is or, you know, maybe they kind of do, but they've never really worked with it or there's all kinds of different answers. So I always ask this. And from my understanding, and there are lots of different versions of this definition is what I want to say. But basically what the records is it is an energy field that holds all souls, past, present, and all future possibilities. It holds all this information in this energy field. And there are Akashic Record guides who protect this energy field and make sure that the information that is stored there for your soul's purpose and your soul's ascension and your soul's growth, that information is only accessed. Like there are certain rules in the Akashic Record so that information is only accessed by permission, meaning the information that's in there, like if you want to find out about someone else's journey, you will not have access to their record unless they give you access, right? So everything is definitely permission based. And when you sign up for a reading, by signing up for a reading, you have essentially given permission because you have said, I want a reading, and you've raised your hand. And when you're asking about your relationship with other people in the records or what can you know about that, the way that the information comes through is whatever information is based on your highest and best good. So what that means, if I translate that another level deeper, is that if you're asking and you're like, oh, I want to know if my daughter's pregnancy is going to go okay. Well, that information could be relative to her records and her experience. So they may not answer that directly by saying, oh, it's going to go really bad or it's going to go really good. They may share about how you can support your daughter, how you can be there for her, whatever. I don't know. The messages are always different, but my point is they're going to share whatever is relative to you and that person's relationship, whatever's going to help you grow and support you. Now, another way, and I don't talk about this very often on my readings, but it is in my welcome PDF of how to prepare for your reading, is another way of thinking about the records is that since it's a history of every thought, action, feeling, or experience that your soul has had since its creation and all the future possibilities, you can kind of look at it like Wi-Fi. You don't need to see, feel, hear, touch, taste, or smell Wi-Fi, but you know it exists. And we have practical experiences that give us the knowledge that it's there, ready and waiting to access. It carries all of the information we could ever want to know simultaneously. So everything is there, all the search, all the infinite possibilities, all the questions, it's all there in Wi-Fi and the internet, right? And you don't have to carry mountains of books around or whatever. You can just access Wi-Fi, the internet, and you can ask questions. And based on the question and based on where you go and how deep you go and all that, the answers will come, right? So the same is true about the Akashic Records. And you access it through the questions and through the experience. Now, I would like to share something really, really special with you that I believe will give you a little more context and a little more deeper understanding. And this is something that I channeled from the records, from the record keepers and guides on what are the Akashic Records. And I'm going to share this with you because not only is this an energy transmission, because the energy is like woven into the message, this is also just another way to understand what the records are. So the message starts with, deep, deep in the ethers exists a crew of guides who have chosen to be the keepers for the Akashic Records. Why would they choose this? Well, being the overseers and keepers of the records allows us as humans to access our past, present, and future energetic timelines without being overwhelmed with information that isn't relevant at the moment. The record keepers can see all timelines of one soul, from past, present, and future possibilities, and they are able to share the information that is the most relevant to one's soul's higher purpose in this lifetime. Time spent in the records can be very healing, eye-opening, and even a loving confirmation of what is. The records exist in an energetic field that sits in a different plane, a dimension, and we work with Akashic Record guides like Jenny to assist in delivering messages to those who feel drawn to this work and connection. You may feel a deep calling or even a curiosity about what it is like to connect with your own Akashic Records and guides. And while it's every human's right to connect on their own to the records, one may not be ready, willing, or able to do so at the current point in their soul's evolution. Even Akashic Record guides have other guides that they may choose to sit with for a reading. Please understand that the Akashic Records are filled with love, joy, peace, and abundance, and when you engage in a reading, you will receive that which is in your highest good. The information that is channeled will only be as clear and strong as you are able and willing to open up. If you are carrying doubts and or skepticism, or if you are looking for a specific answer to your questions only, you may feel incomplete. The best experiences come from those who come open internally and externally for a reading. You are an abundant being. Relax in knowing that your record keepers and guides have your back. With love, truth, and abundance, the record keepers. Even reading that, and I channeled it, even reading that back, it is such a like warm, yummy feeling is what I'm feeling right now. Like I feel very peaceful and calm and just very loving right now after reading that. And I trust that you are feeling and experiencing whatever it is that aligns and resonates with you too. How did I get into this? I shared a little bit about this in my last episode, my spiritual awakening. So you can always go back and kind of hear the full journey of how it unfolded. But essentially, the shorter version is that I found Marine Saint Germain. I ordered her books, and the last book I hadn't read was The Akashic Records. I didn't think I needed it, but I was curious, so I figured I would read it. And when I started reading it, there's a lot of exercise and activities to be able to ask yourself and your higher self, and then open the records and ask the record keepers and guides the questions and the different prompts in the books. And I was able to really feel and see, and I was able to like read a difference in the way that the answers were. And it blew my mind in a good way. I was like, wow, like this is amazing. And I've always been intrigued by this type of stuff, like different intuitive readings and intuitive guides and people who channel, you know, ascended masters and angels and whatever. I've always been interested in always, from what I can remember, I've been interested in this stuff. And I always wondered, you know, like, what are my intuitive abilities? Am I able to do that? It'd be cool to do that. And I just never really was like consciously aware of it. So as I was going through the book, I felt very drawn to go through Maureen's teaching in class and go through the certification in order to learn how to open the records, not only for myself, but for others. And through that class and through the practice sessions and through the experience, my abilities grew really rapidly, had a lot of really powerful experiences and healings that came through in the readings, even early on in the readings, like within my first 10, I had some really powerful experiences. And with each reading, I just continued to open up and grow and trust that the messages that were coming through weren't like me or my ego, that it was coming from something else, because it just is different than if I were to answer the questions that people were asking. And one thing I want to share at this point is that when I'm channeling and I'm in the Akashic Records and I'm doing a reading, there are a lot of things that are really important to me to ensure that I maintain that the clearest channel that I can. So for me, what that means is that I do some different energy clearing exercises before I go into the records for someone, before I go into the records for myself, before I go into the records to channel messages like the one I read you. I do energy clearing exercises. And then when I'm in the records, I trust what I'm being shown, what I feel, what words I'm hearing. I trust that and I share whatever's coming through without translating anything. I don't, like, for example, if, and this happened in a reading, someone asked a question about, I don't remember the question was, but I saw a clown on a tricycle and she was like, yep, I know what to do with that. Now, if I were to interpret that, I might have completely ruined the message, because I'm going to interpret through my own thoughts and feelings and understandings and beliefs and whatever. And after the fact, she let me know that, you know, that sign was very relevant to her because her daughter was in the circus and that told her exactly what she needed to do. And it gave her the exact information that she needed. So I would have robbed that experience had I like censored that information. So I share whatever's coming through and trust that it's in the highest and best good. And I can tell a difference when I'm starting to get in the way and it's like me that's talking. And if that ever happens, I quickly identify that in a reading and say, okay, that was Jenny talking. Let me take a step back and tune back in, move my humanness to the back so that I'm not like taking control of this. While we're on it, I was actually going to talk about a couple of other things, but I'll just continue to share some of like the really cool experiences that have unfolded. Like there's been so many great ones. I had one reading where like we do in this lineage by Maureen St. Germain that was downloaded by her. We do opening remarks, and opening remarks are really special. And it's basically information that's shared at the beginning of the reading that a lot of times answer some of your like heart, the questions that are on your heart, some of the things that are waiting to be shared with you. And in the opening remarks, in this specific one, it was like a poem, like this really long, beautiful poem. And I don't write poems. I don't do poetry like that. And this beautiful poem came through And it was really magical. And in that same reading, there was a very beautiful energy healing that came through in that one. Like I said, every single one is so special and magical in its own way. It's like I go back into those moments and I'm just in awe and I'm in such gratitude of everything that's unfolded. And you know what? Before I share some more of these magical moments, I feel like I do actually want to go back to what I kind of had next in my list here and talk about some of the benefits of a reading. Like, what are the different things that you could like walk away with from an Akashic record reading? Or what are the like tangibles, or what are the transformation, or what are the, you know, like that kind of thing? Like, what is it that, like, why would you want one? Why would it be important to you? Or why would you want to like seek this type of information or this type of experience? Is that a reading can give you personal insight and understanding about like who you are. It can give information about past lives, different patterns, life experiences. There's a lot of clarity that could come through from a reading. You can get guidance and insight on your purpose, your direction in life. Sometimes too, it's confirmation. So you may already know some of these things. Like one of the people that came through my readings, he said, you know, and I didn't know him. It was the first time meeting him in the reading. And he said, you know, a lot of what came through in the reading, it was stuff I already knew, but I hadn't really fully embodied yet. So it was a lot of confirmation, especially knowing that you did not know, Jenny did not know these things, and hearing them reflected back to me, and then having that clarity and helping me become unstuck in the process of moving forward. Like, sometimes that's what you need. You need to like hear something a certain way or have it reflected back to you in a way, especially from someone who wouldn't know that kind of thing or doesn't know anything about you, because it's coming from somewhere else. I mean, and in the terms of this podcast, it's coming from the record keepers and your guides. You know, it's not me. I don't know those things. I'm using my intuitive gifts to be able to connect as a channel to be able to share that information. So you also, from a reading, can experience increased self-awareness. I mean, and I want to say too, like increased self-awareness, releasing your limiting beliefs, peace of mind. Like there's all kinds of different like nuances here, because a lot of times what happens in a reading is people are activated. They're absolutely activated. And I feel like there's no coincidences, and it is completely by design why I was guided to call this, like this work that I do, Akashic Activations. That's the URL that I purchased, Akashic Activations. That's the name of what I'm doing here. Because what is happening is there's an activation happening when you come into this space and you do a reading with me. There's an activation that happens. And I'll tell you a couple stories with this. So I had my first return client, which is so awesome, who came back after like 3 months and had another reading. And her readings were very different from one another. They were both very beautiful and had very different purposes, very different points in her life, very different questions, right? And it was like another layer of everything. And there was a lot of magic that happened in her reading. And she was telling me after, she called me up and she was like, oh my God, I have like gone down this rabbit hole and that rabbit hole, and I just am so lit up and I'm so excited. I feel like I have so much clarity. You know, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to call this person, and I'm going to like, she was so activated. I'm like, man, it's like, you're so activated here. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then I just had a conversation today with somebody who had a reading about a week ago with me. And God, there was a lot that came through in her reading. There was a lot of information, a lot of action items that came through her in her reading, like a lot of steps, like step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And at the end of the reading, she was like, oh God, like I'm kind of annoyed by these answers because I don't want to do that. I don't want to do all these steps. Ugh, you know? And we were talking today and she said, man, like ever since the reading, there's so many things that have been clicking into place and making sense. I've been going to get back through my notes, re-listening. Yeah, I know I said I didn't like the message that came through because I didn't want to hear it that way, but it really is ultimately like the best thing for me to do. And I've been implementing the steps and I'm still integrating the information that has come through. And she's like, it has been so powerful and it's continuing just to unfold in such a way. I mean, once again, another activation, like there are activations left and right and for different reasons. And especially with increasing your self-awareness or, you know, giving you peace of mind about something like another reading. And actually you're going to hear about this. This is going to be on one of the future episodes, another reading. She just received such a peace of mind from the experience that also gave her like, it also helped her kind of like, it helped her to remove the blocks that she had that were keeping her from moving forward and standing in her power. And since she has like signed up for like acting lessons and it's just been amazing. There's just been all kinds of really great stuff that has unfolded since the experience. Okay. A couple other benefits from a reading is, of course, you can get guidance on your career or whatever that is. There can be information about your mission, your talents, your career choices. There also can be information related to your spiritual growth and what kind of steps you can take. Also increased intuition. I will tell you that with this one, no one has specifically said like, wow, my intuition has increased from doing like a reading. But I also know and understand, especially from my experience receiving readings from other Akashic Record readers, it definitely has helped me tremendously to tap into my intuition and inner wisdom. Because a lot of times what will happen in a reading is someone will ask a question, and in many different ways, the record keepers a lot of times will come back and be like, well, you already know this. Like, you already know this answer. Or they will say like a word or a couple of words that the person was thinking and like, that's it. And then they'll just start laughing. They're like, that's literally what I thought. And then that's what they said. Okay, fine. I know the answer. Okay. You know, like it'll kind of unfold like that. So you can get that kind of stuff. It's been amazing. And actually I'm thinking of another reading I had recently where she was asking, you know, different questions and a lot of great information was coming through. And so I'll back up. Like, so in the reading they had shared at one point, they had asked her, like they had given her a suggestion to color or take an art piece, like color something or to take an art piece that she just colored so perfectly and put so much work and effort into, and had asked her to rip that up. And they were saying, it's not about the piece of art. It's not about the thing that you're ripping up. It's more about what are the emotions that are coming up about ripping that up. And they were saying too, she can't rip it up perfectly in perfect strips and make sure it's all like pretty. Like they wanted her to rip it up and completely just tap into any and all emotions that were coming up in that process. Because they were saying there was a lesson there and there was something really powerful in there. Later on in the reading, she asked another question after we had gone through a series of stuff, and she had asked another question and they had said, they were like, okay, that piece of paper in front of you that you have been writing your notes on, they were like, we invite you to rip it up. I just started laughing. I was like, oh, you know what? This is what's coming through. It's totally your choice, but they are asking you to rip up that paper in front of you. So she did it and she put it off to the side. And I tuned back in and they were like, and we were on Zoom, so I couldn't see where she put the paper or anything. And then they said, there's still a piece of that paper that is like whole and you can read all the words on it. So keep ripping it up. And she laughed and she brought it back on the screen. And there was definitely like, she had ripped up around it, but there was like a chunk of paper that was still pretty whole. And so she ripped it up. And we were talking about this all after and in the days after. And she's like, you know, there's something really liberating about that. It's exactly what I needed, because a lot of times I try to control the situation and, you know, have a level of perfection about things. So that was exactly what I needed to kind of shake me up and to get me moving. Like I said, everything is different. Every time is different. Every time is different. So if we shift here a little bit and talk about, what do you expect in a reading? Okay, I'll break down for you the way that it goes and the steps and the way that I do it. Now, granted, if you are listening to this and you meet someone else, or you're guided to someone else for an Akashic record reading, know that each practitioner, depending on the school they've learned from or what their process is, they are going to have potentially a slightly different experience. I'm just going to share with you what my process is so you have an idea of what to expect. So what will happen is we hop on Zoom, because I can do this from anywhere in the world. We connect on Zoom. Actually, the only in-person readings I've done have been my husband. So I'm not doing in-person readings. Everything's online. So you can be anywhere in the world and do this. And we connect on Zoom and we just have a little chat first. Like I said, I ask you kind of like, what's your experience with the records? What have you done? Do you have any questions? Get prepared, share a couple of like housekeeping type things to get you ready. And then what I do is I then go on mute and I do a sacred ceremony to then open your records. And once your records are open, I come off mute. I let you know your records are open and I press record, because you get a recording of your reading. And I press record. And then from there, the opening remarks. I share the opening remarks. The opening remarks could last 30 seconds to 30 minutes. It's really a download of information, things that the record keepers really want to share with you. These readings are not psychic readings. So, psychic readings are really based on like future prediction. And these are not future predictions. This is information that you need to know in this now moment that will help you in your soul's growth and in your path, and help you to open up even more. So we do the opening remarks and they ask that you just kind of sit back and listen and take the notes, and you can ask any questions after. So what will happen is they'll say, okay, we're ready for your questions. And at that point you can ask all of your questions. You can ask for clarification about the opening remarks. It then shifts into more of a conversation. So you're asking your questions, they're giving the answers. You know, it's really a nice ebb and flow experience. And I give you some questions to help give you ideas and jumpstart and give you an idea of like what kind of things you can ask. And really I've come to realize that the answers, when they come through, the answer, like when the questions are asked more in a way of like, what can I know about this? Or, you know, what might my next steps be? Or you're kind of asking more in like an open-ended way versus like, I don't know, you can still ask however you want. I just noticed that the questions that are more like, what can I know about this? They just leave more space for a more fruitful answer to come through. Sometimes when the questions are really intense and come from like the energy of like, I need to know the answer, I notice that the answers that come through are a little more like short and to the point. And not that one's better or worse than another, but what will happen is sometimes it's as if the person really wants a certain answer. When that answer doesn't come through, they're frustrated. And that's a learning experience in that. Like if you're asking a question and you're frustrated about the answer, you feel like the answer is not what you wanted to hear, there's still like a learning lesson in that. And yeah, so we go through the reading. You know, you take whatever notes that you want. You pay attention to what's happening. You're just present. Come open, come ready to receive. The more open that you are and the more ready you are to receive, the more potentially magical that the reading is, as far as, because, you know, if you're like kind of closed off and skeptical, it is going to block off the energy. It'll block off the energy and it will bring like more of a blocked off response. And I'm going to trust that it's making sense, because I know that when it comes to some of this stuff, some of these conversations can be better had one-on-one with somebody. So that way you're like, wait, what does that mean? And then I can explain it with another level of depth to it. But basically we go through the reading. It's really beautiful. I let you know when you're getting close to time, and then we close your records and we have a little chat about it after, if you want. A lot of people like to kind of go, oh my God, that was awesome. And I had this and that. And what was it? Do you get this? They'll ask questions, or we'll have a little chat. They'll share a little bit about their experience. And then, you know, that's the end of the reading. And how do you get the most out of it? Sit with the information, revisit it, re-listen to the recording. Because the first time you listen to, when you're present, you're going to hear certain things. You're probably going to miss certain things because you were listening in a certain way in that time, in that space, that when you re-listen, especially re-listening, like wait a couple days, wait a week, wait a couple weeks, you know, and listen at different intervals, because the more time that goes through, then you end up hearing different layers and different aspects of the reading that then comes through too. And I've actually am finalizing and putting together some packages for readings, because I have found that a one-time reading, while it's super powerful, there is an extra layer of depth and transformation that comes from having a package of 3 or 6 readings that you do over like a shorter period of time, like you do over 3 months or 6 months. And I'm playing with some different options here, some that would include like a level of integration and coaching, and some that would just be for you to have readings, and then readings that would be specific about different aspects of your life. So, okay, you do your general one, you get all your like main questions out, and then like your next reading, you would then do, you know, we could focus on an aspect of your life. Maybe you just want to focus on career, or you want to focus on relationships or health and well-being, or like you have something specific, and then the questions that you're asking in that reading are helping you to go deeper and deeper and deeper into that aspect of your life so that you can then take that information and integrate it into your life. So that's what I am finalizing and putting together. So I know it's going to be really powerful, and it's going to be a way to take these activations even deeper in your life, and to be able to, I know a lot of people when they have readings, I've also found this, like a lot of people will end up kind of having questions and wondering like, okay, cool, this stuff has come through. Like, how do I integrate it? What do I do next? Like, how do I stick to this? How do I make sure that I am getting out of my own way and making this happen? And so this is why I've put these together. And I mean, some of the things that you're hearing on this podcast is there are so many other skills and tools that I bring into the experience that just go beyond it being like just an Akashic record reading. Like if I have a package available for you, then it gives the opportunity for us to go deeper into different mindset things, or talk about authentic living or being your authentic self, and really helping you get in that space where you feel like you have more of a full embodiment in your life. You feel like you're more authentically you. You're able to move forward with confidence and get to traveling more and experiencing the world and really getting your life in alignment, getting who you are in your life in alignment. So that way it's also in alignment with your soul, and you're really able to expand, and you're able to move forward, and you're able to really begin to understand what makes you tick and understand what moves you forward and shed the things that aren't serving you, and ultimately experience life and what life means to be from a place of fulfillment, to be from a place of true confidence and love and joy, and to have those experiences in your life. Like that's really ultimately like life adventurous, right? Like living this amazing life. If this episode and the other episodes, of course, too, but if this episode has resonated with you, I invite you to take the next steps and go to akashicactivations.com, aka SHIC, activations, ACTIVATIONS.com, and book a reading. Book a reading. Come on in. Love to meet you. Love to serve you. Would love to help you out on your journey. I would just be honored to meet some of you through that. Or even, of course, you can always come over to Instagram at The Life Adventurist and hang out over there. I definitely am showing up a little more frequently on that page. So would love to hear how this has impacted you. Have you worked in the Akashic Records before? Have you received a reading before? What was it like? Have you done other readings? I would love to have those conversations and support you on any of that and just chat. Like, I love talking about this stuff. I really do. And I've really been enjoying that. So definitely such a beautiful episode. I'm so grateful that you were here to share it with me and that you are a big part of this. I'm really excited for the episodes that are coming after this. You're really going to get a peek into, I believe the next episode's going to be, you're going to be able to experience a reading and how that looks and how that went. And then, yeah, so more to come. All right. See you guys in the next episode. Love you. You can subscribe to the Life Adventurous podcast on your favorite podcast streaming app. Be sure to head on over to thelifeadventurous.com to book your Akashic Record reading, join our exclusive community, the Levolutionary Circle, and stay in touch with all the updates, all things The Life Adventurist. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode.